I've told my Sunday school class that I'm getting more and more Mr. Magoo. Can't remember. Memorial Day, Labor Day. You know what I mean. Okay. This morning, as we celebrate our first Sunday of the month in communion, it's my practice to depart from the teaching of the book we're in, which is Ephesians. And I'd briefly like to look this morning at a wonderful passage of Scripture, Romans 8, verses 1 through 4. Romans 8, verses 1 through 4. In the celebration of communion, we are celebrating Jesus' inauguration of the new covenant. If there is a new covenant, that must mean that there was an old covenant. And that old covenant was the Mosaic Law. When you celebrate communion, every time you do it, you are celebrating the fact that Jesus Christ is the full completion of the law for everyone who believes. We've talked about in Ephesians the terms that are used. We've been set free. The chains have been broken. The price paid for our ransom from sin paid. And because Jesus has inaugurated the new covenant, there's a wonderful spiritual truth in Romans 8, 1 through 4. Paul has been talking about this same thing in Romans 6 and 7, and he comes to this conclusion when all of us struggle with sin. You know, I've had a lot of people come to me and say, "Pastor, I'm struggling." Well, Paul talks about his struggle in 15 through 25 of chapter 7. And because of the inauguration of the new covenant, in verse 8:1, he says this: "There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." The word condemnation means this: that God has judged the whole world, fallen and in rebellion. There are only two families in this world. As you know, we've preached through the Gospel of John. You either are a child of God through what Jesus Christ has done, or, won't make me a popular preacher, the other family, there are only two: child of Satan. But when we celebrate the inauguration of the new covenant, not only has He set you free from slavery to sin, it says here now, because of those who are in Christ Jesus, there is therefore now no condemnation. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law. And by the way, the law of sin means the old covenant law did only one thing: stir up sin. When you're told you can't do something, guess what? You want to do it all the more. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh. Now, this is what this means. I always love it when Christians get to be old covenant Christians and they love keeping the law. They're the eye for an eye and the tooth for a tooth Christian. Oh, we're under the law of love now. What would love do? It says here, what the law could not do because it was weak through the flesh. In other words, this: you could try all day in your own power to keep the Mosaic covenant and you would categorically fail because you are weak. And God saw your weakness, your fallen nature, and it says this: He sent His own Son and He condemned sin in the flesh through the Son, in order that the requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the law, but according to the Spirit. It's the power of God's Spirit. And the mark of a new covenant Christian is one thing. You ready? If you have the Holy Spirit and there's no condemnation, the Holy Spirit will produce in you love. Jesus said, "By this shall all men know you're my disciples, by the Bible you carry, by the clothes you wear, by the bumper sticker, by love." That's the mark of a real born-again, non-condemned believer. So as we contemplate communion and that we have no condemnation, how's our love life?